Welcome back to Schizophrenia Life. Hope you guys have a wonderful day. Today we're going to be talking about faith and how you can have faith and keep your faith, and not necessarily in a religious sense, just in general in your life, having faith. So why is it important to talk about faith? Basically, you have to have something in your life bigger than yourself. So whether you have to keep faith with your religion, so keep faith with Jesus, keep faith with God, keep faith with Allah, keep faith with Buddha, whatever your religion is. If you have no religion, keep faith with the balance in the universe. If you're a Jedi, keep faith with the Force, whatever it is that you believe, you have to have something bigger than yourself to have faith in. Because life without faith is, regardless of whatever you put your faith into, you have to have something bigger than yourself in your life. The reason this is important is so that when times are rough, when times are hard, you have faith in that something that eventually it will get better. And this year has by far been one of the hardest years on the majority of the population. Not necessarily because of COVID, but because of governments all around the world. And it's not just in the US, it's in pretty much every country. The governments in every country have stepped well over what they're allowed to do. And, well, in some countries, they're allowed to do anything, so I guess they didn't overstep, but what you're allowed to do and what you should do are two different things. But that's off the point. The thing is, this year has been rough. People losing their livelihoods, losing their jobs, maybe even losing their houses, people losing their loved ones. This whole craziness it's going to go down in history as just a crazy, crazy year. Unless next year is worse, then people will forget about how crazy 2020 was. So it's really up in the air at this point, but a lot of people around the world are struggling, and so in times like these, you need to have faith in something bigger than yourself to help you get through the rough times. And regardless of your religion, having faith in something, anything, is better than not believing in nothing. Like, even if it's, say, karma, you know? Like, what goes around comes around. So, you go out and you do something good for someone else, help them out, so that maybe in the future, that goodness comes back to you. You know? You don't want to go out and beat the shit out of people, because then it's probably going to come back around on you, and you'll go to jail, or get the shit beat out of you, or whatever. So, it's really just having faith that it's going to be alright, you're going to get through this, and you have to, you know, stay strong, stay mentally tough. Like, I think people are talking about how bad COVID is, even though it's a 99.6 survival rate. COVID is not the problem. The lockdowns around the world are the problems. People losing their jobs, people staying at home. This year, domestic abuse has skyrocketed. Child abuse has skyrocketed. Overdoses, drugs, and alcohol have skyrocketed to levels we haven't seen ever. So, the solution cannot be worse than the problem. And right now, that is exactly what's happening. The solution that the governments are forcing is worse than the problem. More people are dying from suicide than COVID. Fact. More people are dying from alcohol than COVID. More people are being murdered by each other than COVID. So, the number one cause of death, and it has been for like 10 years, is medical malpractice. Number one cause of death in the world. Medical malpractice. Doctors fucking up. Messing up. Killing patients on accident. That's the number one death. Or doctors prescribing the wrong medicine. Like every... basically, someone messing up. And we're like, oh, no, COVID. Yes, it's worse than the flu. I agree with that. But to say we need to lock down the country completely, and I'm speaking in broad terms because a lot of countries are locking down. All of Europe is getting hit with this huge wave right now, and so they're all locking down. I'm in Germany right now, and I'm in a lockdown right now. And it's quite ridiculous. People freaking out over a disease. Yes, it's contagious. Yes, it spreads like wildfire. But it also has over a 99% survival rate. So where's the problem? So we're going to lock down and lose 1,000 times more people to abuse and drugs and alcohol and depression. We're going to lose 1,000 times in all those areas more people because you want to do lockdowns for a disease that has a 99% survival rate. And if you're under the age of 70, you're pretty much, you're good. So, yeah, I don't understand it, but I think the reason people are freaked out about it is because you can have it and not even know it, which I would assume would be a good thing, because if you have it but you have no symptoms, and then you get over it and you never even knew you had it, then where's the problem? The problem is you spread it to other people and maybe they have symptoms or not, but that's still besides the point that of all the people on Earth that have gotten it, 99% of them, over 90, it's 99.6% of them, lived. Like, so, it's a bit crazy, the measures in which everyone's freaking out. And I understand why. The media all over the world has been peddling all year, you know, 10 months now, nothing but fear and horror stories. And so if every time you turn on, you know, they're yelling that it's the end of the world and COVID's going to kill us all and you're going to die, then after, you know, 11 months of hearing this propaganda bullshit, you're going to be depressed. And then chalk in that you had to stay home, so you lost your job, and now you have no way to pay for anything, and you're stuck at home doing nothing, can't even go outside, and if you do go outside, you have to put on a damn mask. Like, I can see why people are going fucking crazy right now. And this coming from the dude who is already crazy, and I've been fucking working at home now since January, so it's getting a little bit ridiculous. Before we just did this next lockdown, we just started another lockdown, before we started this one, I was back in the gym and things were improving mentally and everything else. And then they locked us back down again. So we did a 3-month lockdown this year, and now we're doing another 1-month lockdown. So it's just getting quite ridiculous. Anyway, have faith that it will be better. This is gonna go by. You have two companies now with vaccines that work. They're over 95% effective to keep you from getting corona. Corona, COVID, whatever, COVID. And while you're taking the vaccine, you can drink a corona. And then you have two other companies with not vaccines, but after you get COVID, medicines that help you get over it faster. And those are really effective. I mean, you've seen multiple high-ranking people get COVID, and then 2 days later, they're right back at work. And you're like, wow, I thought it took 2 weeks to get better. No, they're 48 hours and they're good to go. And those are the new, what are they called? Like therapies. We've learned a lot about this disease over the last few months. Actually, really like 6 months. Honestly, I don't even care if I get it. I've probably already had it and I didn't even know it. Because for me to get like sick, I have to be like really sick. Like honestly, I have a pretty kick-ass immune system, and I boost it as often as I can, you know, with cold showers, taking the all the vitamins and minerals your body needs, drinking water, staying hydrated, eating healthy. I'm trying to do it all, not because of COVID, just because I want to be healthy and exercising. Realistically, I only get sick maybe once a year, twice a year at most. And when I do get sick, I get, you know, where I get so sick that I just stay in bed all day. So I haven't gotten that, but most people, I think it's over 50 or 60% of people that get COVID don't even know they have it because they have zero symptoms. And so I could have already gotten it and not known. But I'm not going to live my life in fear of getting it. You can take precautions. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. If you don't, stay 6 feet away from everyone. Even if you have a mask on, stay 6 feet away from everyone. How hard is that? Don't go around hugging and kissing people and shaking their hands. Simple. You know? Social distance. I mean, how hard is it to social distance and not go out to the bar, Newsom, California? Don't go out to the eat dinner with 50 fucking people and expect you know, and sit right next to each other, no mask, and expect not to get COVID. But I did hear something that really kind of pissed me off. So they're opening up strip clubs in California, but they won't open churches. So churches aren't allowed to open, but strip clubs are. So you're allowed to get lap dances from random people, but you can't go to church and pray. Unbelievable. Like you would think I'm joking. If you heard this, you're like, oh, that's not true. That's fake news. That's a joke. No, it's true. They're keeping lockdown in effect. They're changing their lockdowns so that strip clubs can open, but churches have to stay closed. Churches and schools stay closed. Strip clubs, bars, and restaurants stay open. Yes, that is the smartest fucking Democrat-led run state. Oh man, I feel bad for anyone who's in California, like, to put up with the stupidity that is coming out of there. New York's no better. I mean, New York's pretty bad too. They said since January, over 300,000 people have moved away from New York. 300,000 people have moved away from New York because, not because of COVID, but because of the government in New York. California, for the last few years, not even because of COVID, for the last couple years, has had, I watched a documentary on it, it's like 600,000 people leave New York. Not New York, leave California because of how it's run. Like LA County, they raised taxes in LA County. Because they raised taxes, they got from those taxes $2 billion. I want to say 20 billion, but that's a lot. So I think it was, I know it was a 2 and it was a billion. So we'll just say 2 billion, not 20. $2 billion from the tax raise to deal with the homeless population just in LA County. The homeless population before they got the money was 30,000. They spent all the money, $2 billion, and the homeless population doubled to 60,000. Doubled to 60,000. And then they changed the laws in LA County to where cops can't even deal with the homeless people anymore. And they're allowed, they can't, if you're homeless, you basically can do whatever you want. You can litter, which used to be against the law, isn't anymore. So you can throw your used drug needles on the ground and you won't get in trouble. Then they put in another law that says you can shit and use the bathroom anywhere you want in public. And so you have people shitting on the sidewalks. And if someone, say you own a business and someone shits in front of your business, they don't get in trouble. The business does. The business is responsible for cleaning it up. And like all of this sounds so crazy. You're like, no, that's not true. It is. It is. That's why so many people are, and not to mention the taxes. If Biden wins the White House, then California will probably lose at least half its population because people will straight up not even be able to live there. If you look in his tax plan, California will be up to 69% tax. So 69% of all the money you make will be taxed, like will be straight taxes. So then you have 31% to pay for all your business expenses, your employees, and everything else. And so your profit at this point is negative. You lose money if you operate a business. And they're like, oh, that only affects the rich people. No, that affects everyone. 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 It's not only the rich. If you work at McDonald's, you will be paying a fuck ton of taxes. Your taxes will double if you live in California. So, I don't know. This election has been a complete joke, complete, utter pile of crap. The fact that we have a company out of Venezuela counting our votes, so The system takes in all the votes. They send them electronically to Venezuela, who is a socialist country that's corrupt as all hell. And then in Venezuela, the votes are counted on their servers so that they can do whatever they want with the votes. We can't look at what they do and how they count it. And then they send us back the results. How corrupt of a system do you need before you stand up and say, "What the fuck?" You have people that are leaving the company, Dominion, the voting software. You have people leaving the company just so they can come forward and give an affidavit about the source code of the voting software. The source code has built in what they call features where you can set what percentage of the vote you want to change from one candidate to the other. So you set it at 1-2%, and then so 2% of all the votes for this candidate will go to the other candidate. And you have people from the company that wrote the software coming forward. It's just, we all knew that the system was broken. We all knew it. But to the extent that we're just now finding, I mean, the owner of Dominion flew in on election night to Detroit to oversee software changes. They were losing, and so they flew in the head guy to update their software, and then after the update, amazingly, one candidate jumped up 150,000 votes. It's just unreal, like the amount of corruption. And normally all the corruption is hidden from the public, and it pretty much is now. It hasn't changed. You have most of the Republicans screaming, corruption, here's the proof, here's the affidavits, here's the people, the witness testimony from people that wrote the software saying it, the software was written to steal elections. They've used it already in multiple elections to steal elections. And you have the media saying, there's nothing to see here, no corruption here, because our candidate won, so we don't want to. They won't even talk about it on any major network. They just keep repeating the same thing. Nothing to see here, no evidence of corruption. I think it's funny on Facebook. I'm about to just leave social media altogether. I already left Twitter, I deleted my account on Twitter. I moved over to the app that doesn't Parler, the Parler app. I moved over there. But Facebook, I'm real close to leaving that as well. Because it's just ridiculous. Every single post they're labeling now that it's out of like so they're labeling most stuff that it's fake news, that it's a lie. But now, if it's true, they still block it and label it as out of context. Like, I saw a post today and they labeled it out of context because it literally said that it said taxation is like income tax is theft. And it said we income tax started in whenever it started, I forgot the year that it had on there. And then so it said income tax started in that, but before they started income tax, we were still as a country able to run the country, support a military, everything. the government ran fine before income tax, and it labeled it as out of context. Not that it was, not that anything in the post was wrong, that it was out of context, and then if you looked under there, it said, oh, because there were other forms of taxes before this. Well, we're not talking about other forms of taxes. We're talking only about income tax, so it is not out of context. Like, it's, oh man, it's just unbelievable what's going on, and people are letting it. What pissed me off this week, so they hold over last weekend, over the weekend, they hold hundreds of thousands of Trump supporters went to D.C. to do a peaceful protest. Not one fight, no nothing happened all day. Hundreds of thousands of people gathered, bunch of speakers, nothing happened, nothing violent. Everyone leaves. It gets dark. After almost everyone has left, then come in Antifa and Black Lives Matters. And they come in and they beat the shit out of anyone they can find. Because now most of the people are gone. And so you have all these videos of them coming in and beating the shit out of old people. They beat this one old lady. This old guy got the shit kicked out of him. They beat kids, like less than 10 years old. Like, these people, I'm like, the fact that there were cops on some of these people getting their asses beat, there were cops standing 10 feet away just watching them get the shit kicked out of them, because their orders, because they're run by a Democrat, said it doesn't matter what you see, don't help anyone. Basically just stand there and look pretty. And so they just stood there and watched people get the shit kicked out of them. And didn't arrest anyone. And this is happening in, you go down to Texas and do this, you're going to jail. But in all the Democrat-run cities, you can pretty much burn down the city and you won't go to jail. It's just, there's no words to explain how stupid this is. But, alright, I'm sorry I went off on a tangent, but the shit, back to the main subject, have faith that it will get better. And it will get better as soon as good men and women stand up and do the right thing. You know, there was a quote, I forgot who it was from, the only thing evil needs to triumph is for good men to do nothing. And the good men, the veterans, the patriots, anyone who believes in freedom need to fucking stand up. Exercise your Second Amendment and throw this corruption the fuck out of our country. I talked to my wife about this. I was like, man, if civil war breaks out in the U.S., I'm going back home. I'm going to go help. And she's like, oh, you don't have anything to, you shouldn't go back there. There's nothing there for you. I'm like, I went to war multiple times so that my country would have freedom. And I'm not going to stand there and watch it burn down. Like, I will go back, I will get my guns that are still in the States, being watched over by friends, I will go get those, and I will help, because I'm not going to stand by and watch the socialism take over. I didn't watch my friends die over there for freedom, for fucking socialists to come over and take all of every freedom away that everyone in our military has bled for. So, that's just my opinions on the subject, and, yeah. Have a wonderful day. Keep faith that everything will get better, and it will get better as soon as the good people stand up and say, okay, no more lies, no more corruption. It's over. You know, we're not going to lose our Second Amendment. We're not going to lose free speech. You know, Twitter and Facebook are taking your free speech, but whatever. Okay, I'm trying to end this podcast on a positive note, so have a wonderful day. Let me know if you need anything. Pass the podcast on to as many people. I did want to point out our podcast has grown, so I appreciate each and every one of you. Even though I'm not doing podcasts as often as we did pass, because I stopped counting SoundCloud, and I canceled SoundCloud because it was too much money. But between, you know, the platforms we have now, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, CastBox, Podbean, Anchor, and all the other ones, between those, we're up to over 18,000 downloads. So we're growing, and I appreciate each and every one of you. Hope you have a wonderful day. Let me know if you need anything. Don't tweet me anymore because I left Twitter, but you can find me on Parler at the Schizophrenia Life. Facebook, you can still get a hold of me. Instagram, you can still get a hold of me. Although on both those platforms, I don't really post too much anymore. But if you message me, I will get back with you. That's it. Have a wonderful day.